While officials from the Jones Center for Families and Cox Communications prepared for the ribbon-cutting ceremony, children and adults used the computers in the Jones Center's newly renovated computer center. A $61,000 grant from the communications business made the updates to the Cox Technology Computer Center possible. Kelly Kemp McClintock, Chief Advancement Officer for the Jones Center, explains.
We know that they are a leader in technology, and after really 14 years of usage in our computer center, you can imagine the equipment was well worn and well used. And we applied for an upgrade for our community computer center, as well as technology upgrades in our conference center and the installation of Wi-Fi throughout the building. And it just all allows us to better serve our users, whether it's a business conference going on, a seminar in our conference center, or it's our individual users who are needing internet access for education purposes. Maybe they just don't have access to internet at home. It's been a wonderful service that we've been able to provide.
Although this was the official grand opening, Kent McClintock says they've been setting up the new computers and working out the bugs for about a month. The new center boasts an updated lounge area and workstations, 33 new computers, and it will soon feature software upgrades to include Office 2010. Patrons will be able to use the center for a $2 fee or sign up for classes to improve their software knowledge or basic computer literacy. Each user is issued a unique membership card, and computers are all monitored for security purposes. Kemp McClintock says she's proud the center has been able to serve more than 1 million users during the past 14 years.
The timing of the Cox grant was just ideal. The Jones Center will be turning 15 years old this October. So it was time for us to make that upgrade, and we are so appreciative of the major gift and the impact that they're going to be making on the community.
Janet Barnard, Senior Vice President and General Manager for Cox, Kansas, Arkansas, says her company receives several grant requests each year, but certain attributes make organizations like the Jones Center stand out.
We have a fairly automated process online where people can apply for grants from Cox. And we have focus areas that we tend to designate more often than not in youth education and technology. So those areas that hit all three, which is what the Jones Center does, often kind of rise above the pack in terms of qualifying for grants that we might make, because that's where we try to spend most of our efforts. So the Jones Center really meets all three of our strategic efforts around philanthropic giving.
Barnard adds that she finds it very fulfilling to be able to witness how recipients use their grants.
This is one of my favorite parts of my job, is to be able to come and see the dollars that we give or the services that we give come to life. And as I mentioned in my comments earlier, it's a really unique place where we can serve just a multitude of people across the community, not just those with the most severe needs, but also those who really just want a fun place to come for their families so they can be together as a family.
More information is available by calling 479-750-7444. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Antoinette Grajeda.